Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, shehakol neyeh b'dvaro.
Amen.
I was speaking last night at a Suda Shloshim of a dear member, Rabbi Toby Jacobowitz, Zechono Levracha, and I mentioned the following. I'd like to share with you some of the thoughts and to add on a little piece tonight. I mentioned he was an Odom Yashar. Many of you knew him. He was a regular here in the shul, regular at the Shiurim. Hayeko through and through. As I mentioned in the past, how at a Project Inspire convention years ago, Rav Asher Weiss stood up and he says, I want to give you a portrait of an Odom Sholem, an Emistik Eben Hashem. He says, you know what it means to be a full-fledged, well-rounded Eben Hashem? Somebody who knows how to learn Gemara and Torah like a Litvashura Shashiva. He can daven like a Chassidish Rebbe. He has the Kavanah Torah of the Sfardim. He has the Amud Pshuta of a Hungarian Jew. He has the Yashrus of a Yeki. If you package it all together, and I told him afterwards, I said, Rav Weiss, I said, we have to add on the Avos Yisrael, the Avos Eretz Yisrael, like the Tzionim, and the Tzipis of the Yeshua of the Lubavitchers. If you add it all together, you package it all together, that's an Emistik Yid. That's an Ish HaWisholeim, that's an Ish Yashar, and you need the Yashrus of a Yeka. So what exactly, the Yashrus of a Yeka, what's Yashrus all about? Now perhaps, I didn't mention this last night, perhaps this is clearly a part of Reb Royer's intention when they named the Kehila Kahal Adas Yishurun, a Yishurun Loshen Yashar. So what is it that sizes up, that's a Magdir, the Mahus of a Yeka? A Yeka is a what? It's all about Yashar. So what is Yashar? So we have a Posik in Azino Paraklamet Beis, Posik Tezvav, Vayishman Yishurun Vayiva. Writes of Hirsch, here for the first time, first time in Scripture, first time in Tanakh, we read the name Yeshurun. Israel is so called on account of the ideal of its moral calling, for Israel's duty is to be Yashar, never deviating from the straight path of its calling. Same way, Zevulun is a take on Zevul, Yeshurun is a take on Yashar. Klai Yisrael is supposed to be Yashar, writes Rav Yechiya Melchus Stern and the Sholimudim. Maybe that's Nichlol and Klai Yisrael being called Yisrael. Yisrael is Yashar Kel. We follow the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like everything the Eibishter does is Tov and Yashar. We too are Yisrael, Yashar Kel. And we follow the lead of the Eibishter, and everything we do is Bebechidus Yashrus. So what exactly does this mean? Now, once we started with Rav Hirsch, let's us take a look at what Rav Hirsch writes later. Vayi b'shurin melech b'saseif rosh hayom, ayachad shifte Yisrael. Writes Rav Hirsch, the Torah became king in Yeshurun. It alone is the reigning, commanding, and governing power in Klal Yisrael. Adahino, even the kings, those who seem to be reigning supreme, they too are under the dominion of the Torah. The king was to be only its very first model subject by virtue of the reign of the Torah. That's how Klal Yisrael will become Yeshurun, suitable for the ideal of its moral calling. That's the idea of Yeshurun. He mentions it briefly again later on in Perek Lamed Gimel. And Pasuk Chav Hey, and the Pasuk says here as well, Pasuk Chavav, I'm sorry, Ein Kael Yishurun Rochiv Shemayim Ezrechav Uvegam Aso Shichakim, and Vezos HaBrocho, writes again, reverse, nothing can compare to this manifestation of God. There is none like God as He manifests Himself here. That is to say, nowhere does God manifest Himself as He manifests Himself to you, Yeshurun, provided that what, that you remain deserving and worthy of that lofty title called Yeshurun, a loyal servants, undeviatingly faithful to your duty. And that's the idea of Yashrus. Now we have different understandings of the word Yashar. Rabbeinu Bachai writes it's a Lashon of Habato. The Gro writes it's a Lashon of Shira. We became Yeshurun by reciting the Shira Sayam in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But let me share with you Rav Mecklenburg, the Ksava Kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah writes on the Pasuk in Mezos HaBrocha, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasukhov Beis. He has it, it's Pasukhov Vav as we read. Avi Yitochein, why are the Klal Yisrael called Yeshurun? Afisha Torah Nikris Yosher. Close to the Pesach in Sefer Yeshua, and Perakir Pesachir Gimel. Hello, Hik Suva Sefer HaYosher. The Torah is called Yosher. And now we have a Gemara of Odezor Chafayim and Aleph. A Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher because it revolves around the Yeshorim. Bilam said those famous words, Tomas Nafshi, most Yeshorim, like the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. A Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher. Or another Madi Yomer, the Gemara of Odezor Chafayim. And that Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, based on one Pesach in Me'eschonon. A Ma'asisa HaYosher, Ve'atob, Eini Hashem Elokecha. So the Torah we see from Yeshua, though, not just Bereishis, not just Mishnah Torah, and the Pesach in Yeshua clearly indicates all of the Torah is called Sefer Yosher. And what's the Targum on that Pesach in Yeshua? And what's Sefer Yosher? Safra Dioraisa. A Sefer Torah, the whole Torah is called Sefer Yosher. Why? It's filled, replete with mitzvahs. And what are the mitzvahs called? Adavan Amelech, Kapito, Yotes, Pesach, Tes, and Tillim. Pikudi Hashem, Yesharim, Esam Chelev. Hamela, the Torah is filled with mitzvahs, which are also called Yesharim. Alachin Nofel Loshin Yeshur, and Makabli Yatayr, the Shomri Pikuna. And now, again, Klai Yisrael, you could just say Poshin like Rabbi Yechim Akostar. And that Efshur to say that Klai Yisrael is called Yeshurim, because Maaseim Yeshurim Vamitim Yosur Mikol HaUmos. Our Maisim are MS, our Maisim are Yashur, and more than all the nations of the world. But comes along from Mecklenburg, and he says the reason why we're called Yeshur and writes the Ksava Kabbalah is because we're the Mekabli Torah, which is called the Sefer HaYashur with the Shomer Pikudea, and the mitzvahs are called the Yesharim Pikudi Hashem Yesharim Amasam Chelev, and that's why Klal Yisrael is called Yeshur. Answer of Yechiel Michal Stern, based on the Ksava Kabbalah. That's very gishmak. How do you lead a sus? How do you lead an animal? And you take a shear. We see from the Yerushalmi and Shabbos. A sus, you lead. The Haino, how do you lead an animal on a straight path? And you take that shear, that bit, and you go ahead and lead it to buy the shear. And that puts the animal in a straight line. And that's Yashur, that's MS. You have a Mesharis. What is a Mesharis? Right? So Yechim HaKostern. A Mesharis, again, borrowing the identical etymology of the Loshen Yeshurin of Yashar. What is a Mesharis? It's Miloshen Yosher. Why? Shem Yashur HaMolochas LeBailov. It puts everything in its proper order, in its proper place. And the Mesharis does exactly what he or she is told based on the Balabayas. And makes sure that everything is straight, is orderly, is structured, as exactly where it's supposed to be. And makes everything emes and yoshar. Asimameila, that's Klai Yisrael Yeshurin. Klai Yisrael, we are called the Yeshurin. Asimameila, for holich b'derech tamim, like David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Kapito Kuf Aleph, Posik Vav, Hema Yesharasuni, then we can be the Mesharsim as Yeshurin, and we can be the Mesharsim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amela, here we have Yisroel, and we have Yisroel Klai Yisrael Loshen Yosher Kel, and we have a Ramban in Parshas Emor that Avram Avinu was the one who introduced the name Yisroel down to the world. He bought that lofty title Al Yadeis Ma'isim Resmila, and it brings the shame Yisroel into the world. But even though it comes into the world, it's only there in the world b'koach, not b'poel. That lofty appellation of Yisroel can only descend into the Olam Ma'isa Al Yadei Parshas Vayishlach, the all night wrestling match Yaakov and the Malach. Yaakov Avinu takes the name Yisroel and brings him mikoch lepoel. So perhaps the idea is as follows. First of all, like the Ksava Kabbalah, and we understand why Yeshurin, that lofty title, it doesn't appear in the Chumash until we get to the end of the Torah. When we get Atahazin of Azos Abrocha, dahinu, after all the Torah Gemitzvahs, only after we've learned and we've absorbed, we've collected all the lessons of the Pikudi Hashem Yeshur Mesam Chelei, only when the door that's Makabal, the Torah, like the Sava Kabbalah, and the Sefer Yoshur Legamri with all the 613 mitzvahs, only then can we call Yeshur. And why? We're only called Yeshur when we've gone through and learned through all the Torah Gemitzvahs, thus we don't encounter the Loshen Yeshur until we make our way to the end of the Torah. And we can't understand and appreciate Yeshurin and that title of Klai Yisrael being Mekabel all of the Bikuri Hashem Yeshurim until we finish all 613. And we got to all 613. Vayelech had the last two mitzvahs. We had Hakel, we had Mitzvahs, Siva, Sefer Torah. When you get through them all, then and only then can we encounter Yeshurin. And so, if we see that the Rechiyah Mechostur and the Shon Limudim is intertwining the Bechin of Klai Yisrael as Yisrael, Yashur Kel, together with Mishares, together with Yashur, and it's all about the Indian of Yashurus. We know Thomas Mashin Moshe Yashurim that in theory and concept, the Avos Avada, they were all Yashurim, and Bilam refers to them in as Yashurim. Even though we're not called Yeshurin, they are referred to as Yeshurin. We have the famous Netzivinus Adama to his Peirush and Bereishis, which I think skims with this as well. And then it says Mahalach that what makes them Yeshurim above and beyond the call of duty, and that Fenim Asher Sedin, not just Tzadikim, who do everything Kedas V'Kadin, but Yosha says, I care about all the Abishur's people, I care about all Chokei Abriah, I care about the entirety of the world that the Abishur created. Avram Avinu is Mespalo Ba'at Sedom and Amayra. Why? Because I want Hashem's creations, all of them, to be in order, all of them to be straight. I want the world to be MS, I want the world to be heading towards Shlemus. I need all the components, all the myriad aspects of the world to work in harmony and unison. I want to make sure everything and the Abishter's Olam is exactly where it is, exactly doing what it's supposed to be doing. Avram Avinu brings down that concept of Yosha. How about Yosha? And Klal Yisrael, as Yisrael, as Yosher Kel, as Yeshurim, can only come Mikoch Lepoel, Ayyadei Yaakov Avinu. And the end of the day, the one who is Emes Micha, Perzayim Posachov, Atitin Emes Liyakov. Akayadu Avram Avinu is Bechinas Echesim in the Tzad Yemin. Yitzhak is Minas Adin Betzad Smol. And the Maral expounds in many places. A Yaakov Avinu is that Bechina of Akohelas Pradala Posigabez Vachuta Mashulush Alomim Heri Yanatek. He's the crucial link that interconnects the Chesed of Avram and the Din of Yitzchak. He is the Mamutza, he is the intermediary. He brings more, he's the Kava Emtsoi. And that's why Yaakovina writes the Maral and Khurish Agonis Khulan Tsari Aleph. He is the Ish Emes. Why? Because Emes is, I don't just stay Mikotzazu or Mikotzazu. I don't stay Bechesed Din. I bring it to the middle, I merge them, the fusion of the emerge. Synthesis, and that's when I bring the two together. That's Minas Teferis, that's Minas Arachimim, and that's Minas Emes. That's the Torah, which is called Torah Emes. Amela, when you have the Torah, which is Torah Emes, and it's Mole Dinim, it's Mole Chesed, Sota Yedalit, it brings together Dinim, it brings together Chesed. That's Teferis Torah, that's Emes, U Torah, and Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu can introduce the lofty concept of Yisrael, but the only one who could bring it down to Yisrael as Yosher Kel, the only one who could go ahead and lead us to Yeshurin, and that we as the Shvatim of Yaakov Avinu can be Yeshurin. That's only Ayde Yaakov Avinu, who is the Omer HaTorah, but practically speaking, it's Yaakov who's the synthesis, and the Kava Emtsoi, the one who represents that state of Yashrus, of straightness, of uprightness, right here down the middle, and not tilting towards the right, not tilting towards the left, and that's Yeshurin, that's Yosher Kel, and that's something that only Yaakov could bring down to the Olam HaMaisa. And Parshas Vayishlach, the Kol Kol Yaakov, the Kol that brings together the Chesed and the Din, Gematria 136, Gematria Kol, he's the one who brings the Shem Yisrael down to the world, he's the one who turns us into Yeshurin, and Mikael, a Yeshurin, we should be Zaychad Elevah, to being the upright, straight people that the Abishur so badly and wants us to be. Reminder, Ali Shur tonight, at 9 to 9:30, we're continuing in the Vadim of Amunah, and Ali Shur Chedek Sheni, 9 to 9:30 in the Daf Yomi room, a special Shia Rabbi Neuberger for Women, the last in the three-part series. And this Wednesday night in the New Base Mercy, it's 8:15 and 9:15. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Kind of.